Yes, it's that time of the morning, and we say good morning to Chris Craddock up there in sunny Lyvyn. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, fellow ratbag Nigel from way back. great talking with you on these Friday mornings. Yeah, it is a glorious day in Lyvyn. I'm sitting in the sunroom. The sun is streaming in. There's not a cloud in the sky. There's not a breath of wind. And I almost say I'm feeling hot.
Oh, take it easy, Chris. I hope you're hot on your picks today. We were pretty hot last Saturday, although they raced on Tuesday. We just had a few scratchings. That was the problem.
Yeah, quite bizarre. 2 weeks in a row. You recall the previous week, it was the Otaki Maori's turn to race, and they postponed until the Tuesday. Well, exactly the same thing happened. A weather bomb hit Taranaki. Hara was underwater, so they postponed to the Tuesday again, and we came out tremendously well. And I can say we were running hot. I had 4 firsts, 2 seconds, 2 thirds, 2 fourths. Even had a couple of scratchings in there, but I still managed all those wins and place rings. And I even picked a Quinella and won. But, of course, you chipped in as well, Nigel. You're the winner in race 6. You had a second in there, a couple of thirds, and a fourth. But, of course, you were really impacted by scratchings. You didn't even have a horse running around for you in race 7 because both your selections were scratched. But don't worry, I picked the Lydia Pickford horse from Hunterville, which Judy came in. Well, it opened at $18, remember? So when I tipped it out and it already halved it last week, so he ended up paying 6, I think, on the day. But altogether, would you believe, 5 firsts, 3 seconds, 4 thirds, 3 fourths, impacted by those 5 scratchings combined. Me picking the Quinella and 1, and of course I think you remember I said it's 1 and 2, and you said it's as simple as 1, 2, 3. For $1, we got the $14.70 trifecta and 1, so good us.
It was indeed a good show. Well, we've got to go to New Plymouth tomorrow and got a very heavy track there, but I think the races will go ahead, don't you, Chris?
Yes, I certainly do. There's no further rain forecast for us and Taranaki for today and tomorrow, so it certainly won't get any worse. I can't see it drying out, though. It's some incredible amount of rain in the last 7 days, but we should be okay.
Okay.
So Saturday racing at New Plymouth, it's only a 7-race program, because we have... there's been quite a lot of racing, hasn't it, when you think of Otaki, and then even this last weekend, they got the races in at Woodfall. I was amazed that that track had held up. They must have just got the rain on the other side of the Rangers. They raced on Sunday, and of course we were at Ahara on Tuesday. So, yeah, 7...
Are you there, Chris?
Yes, I've changed locations. I'm actually sitting outside on the picnic bench now in the sun. Now, there can't be any interference out here, surely.
Right. Well, what are you going to pick for the first race?
I'm going local. Robbie Patterson, Craig Grills, number 2, Free Bell. Only had 4 starts in his life for a 4th, a 2nd, 2 firsts. I think it can string 3 together in a row. All those placings, wins have been on a heavy track. The wins have been at 1,600 metres. It can step up to 1,800 metres. It's been on the track once there at New Plymouth for a win. So, yeah, number 2, Free Bell. And I think the Quinella is going to be number 7, Paradise. Susie Gordon's horse. There's our favourite jockey, Bruno. All the way from Brazil, riding. Had a very nice win after a spell last time out. I know it's had 9... excuse me. 9 starts for a win, a 2nd and 2/3, but all have been on a heavy track. That win was at 1,600 metres, so stepping up to 1,800 metres. I love its fixed price, $10 and $2.35. Mike Quinella, race 1, 2 and 7.
All right. Well, I'll take number 4. Georgie Wood, that's Kevin Myers' horse, so we'll have Robbie Patterson and Kevin Myers battling it out. Georgie Wood has finished 4th in the last 2 starts after a break, so let's hope he can do it on the very wet New Plymouth course. That race is worth $40,000, first up.
Yeah, I know. It's almost, it's not a premier day, but it's got premier stakes. Of course, it is Opanaki's Cup Day, and they put a stake of 120,000 up as the big race. So, great stakes there at New Plymouth on Saturday. Race 2 is only a maiden race. That's for non-winners. It's over the sprint, 1,100 metres. On at number 4, Turn It Up, Royden Burgesson's horse coming through for Marla Bruni. And guess who's on there? There he is again. Bruno's on board. And can't run a bad race. A 3rd, a 3rd, a 5th, went for a spell, came out with a nice 2nd. That's its only starts to the races. It has never been on a heavy track, though. That's my only question mark. But so may well be a scratching, but if it starts and it can handle the heavy track, I think it's number 4, Turn It Up. I thought the Quinella would be number 1. Heavy is the crown. Carl Anderson's horse, Ali Sol, can claim 3, apprentice, down to 55.5. So he had the one start in its life for a second, and it was on a heavy track at 1,200 metres. So, yeah, Mike Cornella in that order in race 2, 4, and 1.
He doesn't leave me much, do you? There's only six horses there. So I'll take Robbie Patterson's horse with Joe Doyle riding Illustrious. It's never had a race in its life, so this will be its first chance to get out there and show how it's done. So number 6 for me.
Yep, okay, that's fine. It gives us a box Cornella and a box trifecta. Yeah, I think Robbie's going to have a great day, so I'm going for him in race 3. And of course, it's home track. Don't even have to move away from the from this track there. So race 3 is a rating 75, 1,200 metres this time. Number 5, Martiwa. Robbie Patterson, it's Craig Grills on it again for him. And again, only starts in its life a fourth and then two wins, so it's going for a tri-peat as well. Both wins have been on a heavy track, so, yeah, number 5. And I thought the one just above it, the local horse here from Levin, Iona Kelly's horse, and Ali Soles again claiming her 3 down to, yeah, no weight at all, 53.5. Had a third, then a fourth, then a very nice win last time out. And of course, a rating 75 race supposed to be for two win horses, like number 5 is, but Peppery's been around for a while. It's had 4 wins in its life from 30 starts, and it is a track and distance winner.
Ah.
And all that form has been on a heavy track. And look at the price, $13 and $2.90. That'll spice up the Cornella and trifecta. So 5 and 4 in that order for me in race 3.
Well, I took Prior Rest and it got second last time, so I'm sticking with it again. And that's number 2. Kate Hercock's riding, and Susie Gordon's horse, so she knows the track there. But I'm taking one that's a real roughie. Well, possibly a roughie. Number 9, the last one on the page, Violets are Blue. Jim Chung's riding, claiming 2.5. It's Tracy Bliss's horse, and this horse is running pretty consistently. A 5, a 4, a 2, and a 5. So number 9, Violets are Blue, is my second choice.
Yeah, that's a nice little field there, actually. I wouldn't be surprised if it, yeah, so, but, yeah, let's box them up in a Cornella, a trifecta, and a first 4. So it's, 2, 4, 5, and 9 are our 4 numbers there. Sticking with my theme of Robbie Patterson on his home track having a great day, and race 4, it's another one of those special handicap races, so it's a 1,400 metres. I'm going for the Robbie Patterson Cornella here, as simple as 1-2. Berserk up there, Bozique. Craig Grills on yet again, so that's 3 lots of Robbie Patterson, Craig Grills that I've gone for. Only ever had the 2 starts in his life for a 4th and a very nice first last time out, and it was a heavy win on the track. And then number 2, Jaguar, Tony Davies on this time claiming 2 down to 56.5, and again, 7th, 4th, 1, so a win last time out. Both those first and seconds were on a heavy track, and that second was actually there at New Plymouth. So, Robbie having a great day. I think he's Cornella race 4, 1 and 2.
Right. Well, I've got 2 in here. I don't normally take 2, but I'm taking number 6, Charles the Farm, because I took that just recently. It's finished a great second too. Just missed out. And a first prior to that and a 5th prior to that. So number 6, Charles the Farm. And that's Tafiti's Hennis horse, and he's training pretty well at the moment. Ali Soul riding, 3.5 kg claim, which will help out tomorrow. And the last one I'm taking is number 9, Classy Brahma. Kelly Myers, and that's Trudy and Vaughan Keegan's horse. So number 9, Classy Brahma.
Yep, there's our box try, our first 4 again, 1, 2, 6, and 9. And again, take it as a percentage. I know there's something like 26 combinations in there, a 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. But if you only want to spend $2 or $3, well, that's what you do, and you get a percentage of the win. Okay, moving on to race 5, and I'm actually going to go for a visitor this time. It's a rating 65 over the mile, 1,600 metres. And Andrew Forsman's coming through from the Waikato. Jonathan Riddell's on board, the senior jockey. Number 3, Zanzibar. Yeah, look, I can't run a bad race. Came back from a spell with a 2nd, then had a great win, then another 2nd, then another 2nd. Loves a heavy track, and it's already a track and distance winner there at New Plymouth. So, Zanzibar stands out for me to actually take it away from the locals, but I will go for the locals in New Plymouth with my 2nd pick. The one below it, number 4, Out of Focus. Alan Sharrett training there on the course as well. Kelly Myers on board. It's a bit of a drop-back course. It's had 16 starts for 2 wins, 2 seconds, and 4 thirds, so a great strike rate, 50% strike rate. But it's a 2-win horse racing against 1 winners, basically. It has had 6 starts in its life at New Plymouth for 2 seconds and a 3rd. Loves the heavy track, so 3 and 4 in race 5 for me.
Okay, number 11, Scratched, for those who are following it through and haven't picked that up. I'm taking number 7, Jamaica Farewell. Joe Doyle's riding Carl Henderson's horse. I don't know much about Carl. Have you noticed how he's training?
No, I can't give you much at all, actually.
No, so I'll give it a go there. And the one just below it, Jet LL. I don't quite know how to say it, but that's John Wheeler's horse. Bruno's riding that one, so number eight. 7 and 8 for me.
Okay, yeah, and as I said, I do think Bruno is going to have a good day yeah. there.
There's about two others I'd love to have had. You know, that, one of them is number two, Jafira, but I can't take that. It's Lance O'Sullivan, Andrew Forsman's horse, so that could go pretty well tomorrow, I would say.
Yeah, again, they are very nice even fields there, but of course we've got to race six now, the big race of the day. It's the Opanaki Cup, it's a listed race, so it's an open handicap. It's one of those sprint sprint to middle distance races. It's over 1,400 metres. It is a time-honoured race, so a lot of the locals aim their horses for it. They know it pops up in the winter, but $120,000 stake. I've got to go with my favourite horse. It didn't let me down last time when I tipped it out to win. Number one, Bolado Boy, Lisa Ladder from the strong Awapuni stable there. Senior jockey again, Jonathan Riddell on board. And, you know, it came back from the spell with a third, then it ran that seventh, then a great second, the win as I tipped it out last time. But look at its stats. 47 times to the races for 11 wins, 5 seconds, 4 thirds. Now, 8 of those 11 wins have been on a heavy track, and 6 of those 11 wins have been at the distance of 1,400 metres. Now, I only have one question mark. Out of those 47 starts it's had on its life, it's only ever been to New Plymouth once. And actually, it wasn't in the first three. So, but I'm sticking with it because, of course, I tipped it out a couple of years ago to win the Winter Cup, and so Lisa does. It likes going down to Ricketts, and I'm sure it will be in August. But yeah, I'm sticking with Dorado Boy number one. For my Quinella, I've got to actually stick with the Robbie Patterson stable, and he's got two in, so I'm actually going to take three in here, Nigel. Actually, I'm actually going to go for the Box Quinella Box Trifecta myself. Number seven, Bell's Bow.
You just taken my horse. That's
yeah,
out
yeah,
of it.
Rolly Patterson, yeah, Callie Myers. Look at the form, a third, a first, a third. Yeah, very lightly raced, okay. So, you know, while Bolado Boy's had 47 starts, Bell's Bow's only had 10, but it's had 4 wins and 4 thirds. So great strike rate, never run second. Two of those thirds have been there at the track. 3 of those wins have been on a heavy track. 3 of the wins have been at the 1,400 metres. So the stats are there. But, you know, it's an up-and-comer against the proven horse of number one, Bolado Boy. But I'm thinking a horse that I've tipped out, what, about his last 4 starts. There it is, down near the bottom. Number 10, Finbin, also out of the Robbie Patterson stable. Midiana Hudson on board, got no weight, 53 kilograms. And look at it, can't run a bad race. A fourth, a third, a second, 2 wins in a row there. It's only had 18 starts of its life, what, for 4 wins, 2 seconds, 3 seconds and 3 thirds, so a great strike rate. Been on a heavy track 4 times for a first, a second and a third, and it's raced at New Plymouth 4 times for a first and a third. And it's paying $10 and $3.10. So, yeah, there we are. My ones are 1, 7 and 10. Sorry, haven't left you much.
No, never mind. You've just taken half of what I was going to take. But, well, therefore, I'll go to number 6, Soldier Boy. Jim Chung's riding Gavin Sharrock's horse. Now, this horse has raced on heavy tracks. It's had 3 wins on the heavy tracks. Got a second once, and it's finished up 9 times as a third, I think, or 3 times a third. It's won 104,000, this horse. So Soldier Boy, number 6, is my first pick. But I better take something else because it's a big, big race. And there's so many in here that could do it. So I'm going to take number 3, Chajaba. Ali Sol's riding, amateur, and Tina Egan's trained horse. So it'll pay a real fortune if it comes anywhere, even in a place. And that's what we're trying to do, get a first 4 at Quinella. So number 3 and number 6.
Yeah, Ali Sol, of course, is an apprentice, not an amateur. Seeing it's a big race of the day, she can't actually claim her 3-kilogram claim. That's one of the rules on the big race of the day. Apprentices aren't allowed to do their claim, so she's got to actually ride it at the true rate. So, yeah, we've got 5 to couple up there for our Quinella trifecta and first 4, so we should go pretty close, I think. So what is it? It's 1, 3, 6, 7 and 10 in that order. Now, I'm going to go out of the square a little bit for the last race. And again, there's only 7 races on the program. So it's at the mile, 1,600 metres, a rating 75. And this is a bit of a head-scratcher for me. So I'm going to go for a bit of value with number 7, Trainwreck. It's Rochelle Lockett, Emiliana Hudson's on board. And it came back from the spell with a great win, then a fifth, then a second. in its life for 2 wins, 3 seconds, and 2/3. All of those except one have been on a heavy track. It's been placed at the distance. So that's my standout as my winner, race 7, number 7, Trainwreck. However, I'm going to take 4 horses to run second.
Oh, I see. Now, right.
You know I've done that? Robbie Patterson holds the control of this race. I said he's going to have a great day there. We get to the last race. He's got 4 horses in it. And, of course, there's already 2 scratchings, so we're down to only 11 horse fields. We've got a third of the field running around already. And quite honestly, I can see any of them coming in. Number 3, Catherine's. Number 9... Margarita Veloce, number 11, Belladonna Lily, number 13, Ballroom Blitz. It wouldn't surprise me if those whole 4 are actually in the first 4. So he really does hold that. So I said, So I went for Trainwreck, but I'm saying don't leave out any of Robbie's horses. There you go.
Right, so you're taking what, 3, 7, 9 and 11?
I'm going to take 7 to win, and then 3, 9, 11, 11 and 13... or to run 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That way it's ended up costing too much money. I've had to couple everything up in every single combination. So I'm sticking my neck out with number 7 to win, but throwing all of Robbie's horses to run in behind it.
Well, I better go and look for another race meeting. I think there's nothing left. So what am I going to take then? Well, I'll take number 10 then, Soft Maze. Kelly Myers riding Alan Sherrick's horse, and Kelly's riding very well at the stage. I know nothing much about it, but give it a go. She's riding well, and it's had a couple of 6th of late after a comeback from a rest, so I'm not sure how it goes on the heavy. I'll just have a quick look there. It's run on the heavy 10 times, had 2 wins, 3 seconds and 2/3, so it's got the heavy track ability to do it. So Soft Maze, number 10 for me.
Yeah, okay, all right. So I was a bit naughty doing that, but then really, when you've got a trainer that's got a third of the horses in there, and all of them have got form, all of them have got ability, all of them are in the market. A pretty open race to end that 7-race program on Open Aki Cup Day at New Plymouth on Saturday. So, and they'll be in the sunshine, and I'm getting a bit of a tan out here now in Levin.
Oh, don't go on about that. I doubt it, Chris. I doubt it. However, it's good to have you on aboard again. And we'll talk again next Friday and see what we can pick there. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. And then hey, I might have to trade my cell phone in.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Chris Craddock with his thoughts, and that's our Rat Bags Racing Show here on Coast Access Radio 104.7.
You are listening to Coast Access Radio 104.7.